Good evening, brothers and sisters.
今天我们盼望能够把第五章的后面这一段，我们把它交通完。雅各书第五章。
Let's hope we can finish the fellowship on the second half of the chapter 5 of Psalms.
我们开始的时候，还是请大家一起的把这一卷。雅各书第五章，我们一起读一遍。我妹子，我心腹，我进了我的园中，采了我的没药和香料，吃了我的蜜房和蜂蜜，喝了我的酒和奶。我的朋友们，请吃，我所亲爱的，请喝，且多多的喝。我身睡卧，我心却醒。这是我良人的声音，他敲门说：“我的妹子，我的骄傲，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你给我开门，因我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。”我回答说：“我脱了衣裳，怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚，怎能再玷污呢？”我的良人从门孔里伸进手来，我便因他动了心。我起来要给我良人开门，我的两手滴下没药，我的指头有没药汁滴在门栓上。我给我的良人开了门，我的良人却已转身走了。他说话的时候，我神不守舍，我寻找他，竟寻不见。我呼叫他，他却不回答。城中巡逻看守的人遇见我，打了我，伤了我。看守城墙的人夺去我的披肩。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，若遇见我的良人，要告诉他，我因思爱成病。你这女子中极美丽的，你的良人比别人的良人有何强处？你的良人比别人的良人有何强处？你就这样嘱咐我们。我的良人白而且红，超乎万人之上。他的头像至金的金子，他的头发厚密累垂，黑如乌鸦。他的眼如溪水旁的鸽子。鸽子眼用奶洗净，安得合适。他的两腮如香花旗，如香草台。他的嘴唇像百合花，且滴下没药汁。他的两手好像金管，镶嵌水苍玉。他的身体如同雕刻的象牙，周围镶嵌蓝宝石。他的腿好像白玉石柱，安在金金座上。它的形状如黎巴嫩，且佳美如香柏树。它的口极其甘甜，它全然可爱。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，这是我的良人，这是我的朋友。上次我们交通到第五节，我们看见。
Last time we stopped at verse 5.
这一个追求主的女子，讲到我们每一个蒙救赎神的儿女。
This virgin girl represents every single one of us who loves the Lord.
她被主吸引，开始愿意跟随主。
She was drawn to the Lord, and she wanted to follow, pursue the Lord.
他经历了许多平常琐碎生活中与主同行的学习。
She experienced this very mundane matters in real life and learned how to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们认识主啊，有很高潮，就是 highlight 的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, we have our highlights.
但是多半我们认识主的经历啊，是从平常最琐碎的小事，我们肯顺服主得着的。
But most of the time that we realize who our Lord is usually we obey in the tiniest thing in our life.
雅各书就向我们说出这些经历。
The book of Song of Songs really tell us about our experiences.
他学习让主耶稣的死的香味把这个人熏透。
Our learning experience on this book is more like having the scent of Jesus Christ's death to fully penetrate us.
他在与人相交的生活中，他愿意像主耶稣一样做一个平凡的人，隐藏自己。
This virgin girl in a real life wants to be like Jesus Christ, hide herself among others.
在他自己最喜欢、最宝贵的事情上面，当主有要求的时候，他愿意放下、愿意为主舍弃。
She's willing to forsake her most treasured things that she treasures to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们跟随主是不是也有一些这样的学习、这样的见证和与他之间的故事呢？
Brothers and sisters, in your experience following the Lord, have you ever heard such experience?
我们若是有，我们在这些小事上点点滴滴的，我们就开始更多认识主，我们也更多有在圣灵中的改变、变化。
If you do slowly, you will change in the Lord's presence and your spirit will change, going more towards the Lord.
他也学习为着主的满足在教会中服事，而不是为着表达自己的意愿或者恩赐。
On this way, this person or you will learn to serve in satisfaction to the Lord, not to satisfaction of yourself.
为了要遵行主的旨意，他甚至经历了一些的属灵的征战，被别人的误会。
To a point, to make our Lord happy, to make our Lord satisfied, this person or you may even experience spiritual warfare to be misunderstood by others.
所以在他自己不知不觉的中间，他的属灵的生命已经开始改变，已经开始长大了。
Without her own realization, her spiritual life becomes mature, becomes progressing a lot.
我们看见到了第四章，好像整章圣经都是讲到主对他的欣赏，从他身上得着的喜悦和满足。
In the previous chapter, chapter four, the Lord is really more like how the Lord praises this virgin girl and how the Lord is satisfied with how the girl has turned out.
到了第五章的第一节，我们看见主在他身上有几个特点啊，主说到这成为主的喜悦和满足。
In the beginning of chapter five, in verse one, there are few aspects of this virgin girl that the Lord really enjoys.
在这一个追求主的女子身上有了没药。
There are myrrh on this virgin girl.
你知道使徒保罗一生的侍奉和追求，他不避讳地告诉弟兄姊妹，他说我要在死的形状上面与他联合。
Paul the Apostle wasn't shy when talking about during his service to the Lord, wasn't shy about it. He said, I want to unite with Christ on his death.
他说我要效法他的死，与他一同受苦，好叫我磨成他死的样子，连保罗舍己的样子都要像基督。
Paul said, I will forsake myself, I will shape myself to the death of Christ and to unite with Christ. Even to Paul, you know, he wants to be like Christ when he died.
一个基督徒若是肯在自己生活中，在自己心思意念里面这样爱主，这是主第一个满足。他说，我在我园中找到了没药和各样的香料。
As a Christian, if you can love the Lord, your thought is united with the Lord and his death, and the Lord pleasant is become satisfaction. Then the Lord said, I'll find myrrh in the garden.
弟兄姊妹，这特别在我们和弟兄姊妹一同过神家教会的生活的时候。
This really happens when brothers and sisters all together serving in the church, in the house of the Lord.
我举一个例子，比如说有一件事情是我心中看为非常宝贵，我觉得一生就这么一次，请弟兄姊妹照着我的意思办吧。
For example, if in church you say, oh, this is like once in a lifetime event, brothers and sisters, please follow my lead.
弟兄姊妹们，但是如果这时候有别的弟兄姊妹说，或许主更喜欢你那样做。
Perhaps another brother or sister say, well, maybe the Lord is more satisfied if you do it the other way.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们肯放下自己，那叫主多喜乐啊！
Brothers and sisters, if you're willing to drop yourself and to follow the Lord, you know how satisfied the Lord can be.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹，你有教会生活的经历，你就知道我在讲什么。
If you have lived in the church, have church life, you know.
这一个女子的心里面有基督死的香气，有各种基督美德的香气。
This virgin girl have the fragrance of the Lord's death and have other good deeds of the Lord.
那么主在她身上也吃到了蜜。
The Lord also tastes honey.
一个像主的基督徒啊，他应该是一个甜美的人。
If a Christian who's more like the Lord should be sweet.
是不是呢？ 我想我们就不要说基督徒了，世界上的人呢，年轻人做朋友。 很多男孩子为什么喜欢某一个姊妹呢? 因为那个姊妹比别人甜，比别人柔顺。
Not even for Christian brothers, just for in general, like why would a certain gentleman like a lady, and because that lady is sweet, the lady is very tender and soft.
弟兄姊妹们，一个跟随主的人。 他不知不觉，他会为别人着想，他会呢这个体贴别人的感觉，而且是顺服圣灵的，那个叫做甜。
A person who loves the Lord will slowly to think for other person, will slowly to obey the Holy Spirit. That's what the sweetness really is about.
我们没有跟随主以前，啊，我们都是一个为自己的人，以自己为中心。
Before we give up our life to our Lord, we're very self-centered.
但是呢，当我们跟随主一段日子，主在我们身上都找到了蜜那样的甘甜。But
after we have followed the Lord for a while, the Lord has found honey, as sweet as honey on us.
然后他主还讲到第三个特点，在他身上喝到了酒和奶。
The third thing the Lord said, I had drunk wine and milk on this horse.
我们讲到在新约圣经呢，当一个人被圣灵、被喜乐的灵膏的时候，他好像被酒灌满了一样。In the
New Testament era, if a person has been anointed fully with the Holy Spirit, then you can say the person is filled with wine.
这是基督徒跟随主啊，他达到的一种光景，他是一个喜乐的人。
This is a scenario, this is a step a Christian should be when they follow the Lord. The person is completely happy.
他也是一个能够用纯净的奶供应别人的人。
The person, you know, once you're so happy, you're so full of spirit, you can supply other people with milk.
换句话说,主的话语在他里面经过他消化,他能够帮助别人。
The word, in other words, the word of the Lord has go through this person, the person can digest, then the person can supply to others.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在教会生活里面呢？啊，或者在自己人生路上遇见困惑、难处、压力的时候
？Brothers, sisters, have you faced stress, difficulties in your life on this earth?
而你能够碰见一位在主里面跟随主的弟兄或姊妹，你能跟他说说话，你立刻里面所有的阴影、难处都消除了。
And somehow, some way, when you're stressed, you can speak to a brother or sister who's been in Christ for a long time. And after the conversation you had, all the stress has gone away, gone out of the door.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅成为别人的帮助，也叫主的心得着满足和喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, when you supply such milk, you're not just a help of other person, but also you make the Lord become satisfied.
主喜欢他的儿女们，喜欢在他的教会中找到许多这样弟兄姊妹。
The Lord enjoys finding more brothers and sisters in his home, the church, that helps others.
但是达到这样的光景，是不是就毕业了呢？
Does that mean we reach at the step of you can help others? That means you're graduated, you're done?
是不是就完全了呢？
Are you complete when you can supply others?
我相信绝对不是这样。I
don't think so.
不仅在肉身中，我们不可能彻透基督。
Not only we cannot detect our Lord fully in our
弟兄姊妹们，我们将来到永世里面，我们还要永永远远的发现基督是何等的广大无边。When
you have entered the eternal life, brothers and sisters, you can see how infinite our Lord is, how big our Lord is.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们看见了第二节。 这一个女子，她有一点满足了，她就脱去她的衣裳，洗了她的脚，她就安歇在她的床上。In
the second verse, you can see that the virgin girl has become satisfied, so she took off her clothes, she washed her feet, she laid in bed, decided to go to bed.
这个时候，主再来邀请她。At
this moment, the Lord asked her to come with him again.
我们看见主的邀请跟 在第二章里面的那邀请不太一样。
We see in chapter that in verse 2, the invitation is a little bit different from the one in chapter 2.
在第二章第九节那里，讲到我们的主来寻找我们的时候，我们跟他中间好像有一道墙一样的。In
chapter 2, verse 9, when the Lord asks the crowd to follow, there seems to be a wall between us.
表示我们跟主之间呢，还有相当很具体的一个东西阻隔我们的。It
seems very obvious that there is this very solid matter that's between us that's stopping us to go with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道那个墙啊，在第二章里面讲到我们对自己的爱，自爱。
Brothers and sisters, in chapter 2, this wall that's between our Lord and ourselves is this
self-love。这一个女子，她走过了第二章、第三章，她从她的脊里面出来，她把这个自爱拿掉。This
virgin girl, after going through chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, she's able to remove the self-love.
但是在第五章里面，我们看见她和主之间呢，有一道门了。
But in chapter 5, we see that there's a door between the Lord and her.
主，我们觉得奇怪啊，前面第四章啊，他主已经进到他的心里面，到了他园子里面了，主都满足，都享受了，为什么现在又有一道门了呢？
You might ask this question. Well, in chapter 4, the virgin girl has already let the Lord come to the garden. How come now there's a door between them?
这是我个人的猜想，我个人领会，我分享给弟兄姊妹。This
is my own take on this.
这个时候，这个女子感觉她已经满足了，她不像其他弟兄姊妹还在外院，还在那里，这个肉身的事物上面，她现在愿意回到灵里，安安静静的坐在主的脚前了。This
virgin girl has got to a level that she's very satisfied. She has entered into the holy of holy, the inner room, not like other brothers who's in the outside courtyard. So she wants to rest in the Holy Spirit.
换句话说呢，她个人感觉呢，她对她自己蛮欣赏的。
In other words, she started to enjoy herself again, not because of the Lord's love.
对她过去的追求，她蛮欣赏自己，没有想到这样，她与人分开了，主也不知。
Because of her own previous past with the Lord, she started to enjoy the experience again. But when separating from other brothers and sisters, the Lord stopped being with her.
因为主要得着的不是他一个人，让他自己这么达到一个好像相当高的属灵地位啊。 主就满足，主不会的。
The Lord does not just want to have her alone, but the Lord want to have all of us. And the Lord would not let her to be secluded from the rest of it and to let her to be at a certain level.
主要得着的乃是一个团体的心腹。
The Lord would rather gain a whole group of brothers and sisters who follows him.
A bride is a
couple. Oh, it's a bride. Sorry, I heard it wrong. The bride.
Corporate bride. 那是指着教会的。
That's for the church.
所以你看见使徒约翰在他晚年成熟的时候，他一再的和弟兄姊妹讲：“你如果爱神，你必定表现出你爱神所生的，爱神的儿女。”
John the Apostle said, "If you love the Lord, if you love the Lord so much, you're going to love the ones who are born out of the Lord."
是，那就是教会。
Born from the Lord.
不管他多年幼，不管他多无知，他是神所生的。
No matter this person is how clueless this person is, how childish this person is born from the Lord.
好，所以主爱他，主也希望那些属灵程度达到高度的人呢，也爱他们。你不要自鸣清高，现在我这些不碰了，我不摸了。
If a person is born out of the Lord, the Lord loves this person as of you. You should love this person too. When you reach to a point, you shouldn't be like, "Oh, I don't want to touch this anymore."
我们的主来感动他。
Our Lord is come here to move this girl.
啊，他向他发出呼召，他说：“求你给我开门。”
The Lord is calling her to open the doors for her.
这一次开门是主要带她进入主自己的葡萄园，主的工厂，主的教会。
This time, the Lord is going to lead her into His own, her own vineyard, her own church, her own factory.
我们看见这个女子真的是她到底是跟随过主，她是。深深被主所吸引的一个人。
You can see that this virgin girl has really had experience following the Lord, so she's really drawn towards the Lord.
虽然主呼召她、邀请她的时候，她没有立刻答应。
Although when the Lord has called upon her, she didn't reply immediately.
但是她看见主从门孔里伸进来的手，她的心就没有办法再矜持了。
But the Lord, if once she has seen the hand by the hold of the door, she can no longer hold it.
所以他说我便因他动了心，他就起来要为他的良人开门。
In the Darby translation, it says, "My bowels yearned for him. I rose up to open my beloved."
当他开门的时候，他自己发现他的手上也滴下了。墨药，他的指头呢有墨药汁滴下来，可见他的工作呢都是受基督十字架的这个约束和管制的。
As when she was opening the door, she noticed that there was myrrh on her hand. There's liquid myrrh on her fingers, and as you can see, that her work is fully controlled and fully managed by the Lord.
我们读到第五节啊，我们很稀奇，他开了门了，结果主不见。
When we are in verse 5, we're very surprised to see the Lord is gone when she opened the door.
我相信这是主的智慧。
I believe this is the wisdom of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在我们基督徒啊，学习跟随主的日子里面。
As a Christian, in days that we follow and learn from our Lord.
主为了要得着我们的心，把我们对他的认识哈加深，并且稳固的摆在我们里面。
In order to gain our heart and also to solidify our own knowledge of our Lord,
主常常给我们机会，让我们自己来思想。
The Lord will give us opportunity to let us think about Himself.
主喜欢我们。从我们里面自发的起来寻找他自己。
The Lord enjoys that when we subjectively rise up and to seek Him.
你知道，在这样一段的寻求的日子里面呢，啊，是另外一个境界的十字架的功课。
In the days that we rise up and seek our Lord, it's another type of experience of the work of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现，有的时候你心里深处啊，真是爱慕主，但是好像你在生活中、在侍奉中、在追求的里面呢，没有以往那么甘甜，觉得好像主的同在不像以往那么的真实和浓厚。
Brothers, sisters, have you noticed in days where you know you really love the Lord, but however your service, your work, your pursuit is, you notice that the presence of the Lord is not so obvious, and you're no longer as sweet, as enjoyable of others.
是对一个熟悉主同在、爱慕跟随主的人呢，是一个很大的熬炼。
To a person who truly loves the Lord and who knows the presence of the Lord, such this is a great test.
但是就在这样熬炼的中间呢，我们的爱心、我们的信心才会长大。
But when we are enduring such pain and such test, our heart can grow, our thoughts can grow.
我记得我在年轻的时候学习等候主。
I remember in my young years, I was learning how to wait for the Lord.
我现在有时候回想啊，那带领我们的年长的基督徒很有智慧啊。
Now I'm thinking back, the elderly brothers and sisters who are leading the study, who are full of wisdom.
我们坐在那里安静等候，有的人就真的是坐不住了，没有耐心了。
When we're sitting there and waiting for our Lord.
带领我们的姊妹呢，年长姊妹，她有时候就会忽然站起来哈，她轻轻的说一下：“弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？主正在这里，虽然你感觉不到。”
One of the elder brothers sister will rise up during that moment and say, "Brothers sisters, our Lord is here, but you don't know He's here."
你能不能为着他与你同在，与我们同在？现在我们一起来，从心里深处说：“主，我感谢你。”
Can you say, Lord, I thank you because you're here for us, and just from the bottom of your heart?
我年轻的时候不太懂他为什么这样做。
When I was young, I don't really understand why she did that.
其实这正是信心的一个操练和运用。
But that's really the exercise of faith.
他为他的良人开了门。
She opens the doors for her beloved.
但是良人却已经转身走了。
Darby translation verse 6, it says, my beloved has withdrawn himself.
但是他这时候留在他里面的印象是良人向他说话的声音。
But her own experiences was, she kept thinking the time when the beloved has spoken to her.
弟兄姊妹，这个多贴切我们人性的描写。
Brothers, sisters, this is so close to our human nature.
当你爱一个人，你看不见那个人的时候啊，我们中文在有人丧事聚会是写的什么？音容宛在。
When you are in the Chinese culture, when people are at a funeral, they often write on a banner saying that although this person is gone, the appearances and the smiles are still here with us.
His voice still ringing in our heart. And his image is still in our heart. 音容宛在。弟兄姊妹，我们对主的思念，主要我们常常这样子，我们里面想到他。他说他说话的时候，我岂不是魂不守舍吗？
The Lord also wants us to have such impression that his voice and his image is still ringing in our heart. Then, 弟兄姊妹，
我们如果得着一个属灵的经历，比如说主在我们心中说话。
Brothers, sisters, if you have such experience that the Lord has spoken to you in your heart,
我相信我们不会忘记。
I believe you will never forget.
但是不是不会忘记就够了。
Let's not just stop at I will never forget about this.
我们要常常思想主向我说话。
You should ponder the fact
我现在想到我属灵转机的 开始就是主向我说话，那个经历到我今天想到，我的心都跟我说，俯伏在主面前说，你是我的主，你是我的神。
For the turning point of my spiritual life is it began when the Lord has spoken to me. Every day, every time I think about that moment, I'll kneel down in front of the Lord and say, Lord, you are my Lord. You are my Lord.
你知道使徒保罗怎么得救的呢？
Do you guys remember how Paul was saved?
是主从宝座上，从他得荣耀的宝座上下来到地上，向他显现，他得救了。
It's when our Lord Jesus Christ came down from the throne back onto the earth and revealed himself to Paul. Then Paul was saved.
我相信那一个经历，那个遭遇在保罗里面呢，不仅深刻，他忘不掉，而且每次当他最低潮、最危险的时候，他就向自己、向别人诉说这个经历。
I think when Paul not only will never forget the Lord has spoken to him, but when he goes to the bottom point of his spiritual life, he will remind himself that the Lord has spoken to me personally.
我以前和弟兄姊妹讲，这是我们属灵的原点 ，origin.
I have spoken with you guys before. This should be the origin of your salvation, of the spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个基督，你看使徒保罗啊，他两次在被拉到人前审判的时候，他都回头讲主向他显现那个经历。
Brothers and sisters, as Paul was brought in front of people to be judged, he always go back to the original, to the origin where the Lord revealed himself to Paul.
这个女子啊，对于主向她刚刚说的话的声音，她说，我整个心神都随着他的人呢而去了，但是我的身体，我的肉身呢，跟不上。
The virgin girl has also showed that when she opened the door and the Lord was gone, her soul went forth when he spoke, but she couldn't find the Lord in her flesh.
或者这样讲， Our spirit is willing, but yet our flesh is slow. 是不是啊？你知道，主耶稣在客西马尼园呢去祷告。
When the Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed,
主何等盼望彼得、雅各、约翰呢陪着他一起警醒。
The Lord really want Peter, John, and James to go with him.
他们三位呢，我相信他们也确实盼望跟主一同警醒。
We believe that the three really want to go with the Lord too.
但是每次主祷告回来了，看见他们三个都睡着了。
But every time the Lord go and comes back, the Lord has seen that all three has fallen asleep.
所以主最后跟他们说，你们心灵虽然愿意啊，但是你们肉体却软弱了。
The Lord finally said to them, you know, your heart is willing, but your human body, your flesh is weakened.
这一个女子啊，她在这一次的经历里面，她起来要答应主的呼召，她去寻找主，结果找不到主。
So this virgin girl, when she now finally is willing to come up and go to seek after the Lord is gone, she can no longer find him.
她说我呼叫她，她却不回答。
She said, I called him, but he gave me no answer.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在跟随主的经历中，有没有走过这样的经验？
Brothers,
你是不祷告，但是好像找不到主的同在。
Brothers, sisters, have you ever experienced that when you called out the Lord, you prayed to the Lord, you cannot find the presence of the Lord?
我们可能到主面前求主光照，我什么地方没有跟上，什么地方主啊，我不顺服。
It's very possible you come in front of the Lord and say, Lord, I ask you to glorify, to reveal at what point I am lacking, where I'm not making you happy.
在这个点上面，主不回答。
The Lord did not answer on that.
为什么呢？
How come?
第七节告诉我们，主要让这个跟从他的女子啊， 甘心与他一同受苦。
In verse 7, the scriptures show that the Lord wants this girl who follows him to voluntarily suffer with the Lord.
第七节我们看见了，他到了城中，那巡逻看守的人遇见他，就打他，而且还伤了他。
In verse 7, you know, it says, the watchmen that went about the city found me, they smote me, they wounded me.
我们知道在城里面巡逻看守的人呢，那是教会的带属灵做带领的弟兄姊妹。
Here, the watchmen in, you know, went about the city. That should be the leaders, and that should be the co-leader of a church.
他们应该扶持安慰的。哎，没想到呢，他们不了解这一个追求主的人心里面他的困惑和经历。
They really should support this person. They really should calm this person down. But instead, they don't really understand what this person is suffering. Instead, they have hurt this person.
所以他们可能呢，用了一些比较严厉的话啊，比较重的责备的话啊，讲了这个女子。
Therefore, it's very possible that those co-laborers or the leaders of the church may use some very harsh words or some very harsh condemnations to hurt this person.
叫这一个女子的心里面受打击，而且呢，心中受伤。
They have really hurt this person from the inside, have wounded her.
不仅如此啊，看守城墙的人夺去她的披肩，这披肩也就是他的帕子，蒙脸的帕子。
The Darby translation is done really well. So the keepers of the wall took away my veil. So it's the veil that covers her face.
使得呢，他露出了他自己的本相啊，抛头露面，他在人面前被羞辱。
When your veil is being taken away, you have show yourself in front of people and be ashamed to bring a lot of shame to yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这些经历是什么呢？
Brother, sister, what kind of experience is that?
为着寻求主啊，被剥夺，被打伤。
In order to find the Lord, you have been wounded and you have been stripped away.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们在侍奉中啊，你要拣选主，跟随主，走跟随羔羊的脚中来侍奉。
When you are in service for our Lord, you should follow our Lord. You should listen. You should walk on the path of the Lamb.
一个服侍主的人呢、啊，被不信主的亲友误会，这个很正常。
It's very normal for our brothers and sisters who's in church and service to be misunderstood by non-believers in our family.
但是若是一个愿意走十架道路的人被爱主的弟兄姊妹误会、啊、那是很难受的事情。
It is very hard to swallow for our brothers and sisters who's be misunderstood by other brothers and sisters in church.
啊，别人会认为呢，你找不到，你没有主的同在呢，因为你不顺服，因为你不愿意付代价。
The person may say to you, "Oh, you couldn't find the presence of the Lord. It's because you're not in obedience, because you're not willing to pay the price."
啊，弟兄姊妹们，但是他不了解一个真的跟随主的人，他灵里面跟主之间的故事和学习。
However, the person who condemns the others may not know the true story of the spirit of the other person that has been done with the Lord.
所以今天在属灵的经历上、啊、一个人跟随主往前去、啊、不一定是各个人都会欣赏、啊、都能够明白你学的功课。
When you are, sorry.我这边有很大的回声，我不知道
是
哪位，对，我不知道哪位弟兄可不可以请你们把关掉好不好？好，谢谢。When you are serving the Lord, when you're on the spiritual path with the Lord, maybe you're being misunderstood. Maybe other people don't really understand what you're doing.
为了说明啊，请原谅我用我自己做一个例子。
To better describe this, please forgive me. I'm going to use myself as example.
我蒙召的时候是1977年。
I was saved in 1977.
I was called by the Lord.
I was called by the Lord in 1977.
主简单的对我说了一句话 ,Follow the Lamb.
The Lord has simply said to me, follow the Lamb.
那句话把我整个人完全抓住。我跟主说我不会但是我要。
That simple word from the Lord has truly grasped, hold on, it just grasped me completely. I said to the Lord, I don't know how, but I'm willing to do it.
我把那一个经历交通给我认识的、找得到的年长的弟兄姊妹交跟他们交通，问他们这是什么意思。
I have expressed this experience that I had from other, two other elderly brothers and sisters and asked, What does that really mean to me?
每一个都听了以后都说，你这个像是主呼召你，要跟随他学习服侍主。
Everybody has said to me, this sounded like the Lord is calling you into service to learn how to serve.
所以我就问主说，那我跟随羔羊，主啊，我现在该怎么办？我要去哪里？
Then I asked back to the Lord, I said, Lord,You want me to follow the Lamb. Where should I go next?
那时候我还是个学生，我正在读博士学位。本来我要转学了，我要去加州了。
At that moment, I was still a grad student. I was in my PhD program. Maybe I have to transfer.
主，我那时候已经准备 transfer， 但是我问主说我该去哪里？我想主说你应该去加州，结果主不是，主说回西雅图。
At that moment, I was getting ready to transfer to California, and I asked the Lord, and I thought the Lord said, oh, yeah, you should go to California. But the Lord said, no, you should go back to Seattle.
所以我就回到系里面跟我的指导教授讲，我不转学了，我要留下来。
So I went back to my advisor and said, oh, I no longer want to transfer, I want to stay.
因为那个时候我为着要转学，跟我的指导教授闹得很不开心。他很不高兴。
For everybody who's doing a PhD, it's very hard for the advisor to swallow your PhD student wants to transfer out. So I wasn't doing very well with my advisor.
他很高兴。
He's very happy to hear that I'm not transferring.
接下来我就开始了做一个学生，但是过工人的生活。
But next, I became a worker, but as a student?
I lived a worker's life as a student.
I lived a worker's life as a student.
我还是学生，但是我的重心是服侍主了，不再是学业了。
Despite me being a student, I emphasis on serving and working.
我的 goal 不再是学业，但是我还是忠心的做学业。但是我的目的是主自己。
My goal is no longer to achieve academic success, but I still did study, but my center has become to serve the Lord.
好，长话短说，我就一步一步跟随主。我就后来呢，跨出81年我离开学校，83年我离开西雅图。
Long story short, step by step, in 1981, I left school. In 1983, I left Seattle.
然后1988年主把我带到 Oregon 来。
1988, the Lord led me to the state of Oregon.
1996年我在 Oregon 的服事好像到了尽头，主把所有门都关掉。
In 1996, it seems like I've reached the terminal point for my services. The Lord has seems like shut all the doors for me.
遇见极大的属灵的误会和征战。
I've encountered some tremendousspiritual warfare and a lot of misunderstanding.
那时候我也去寻求交通啊，那时候有几位年长弟兄姊妹都还在，所以我到他们住的地方去寻求交通。
At that moment, some elderly brothers and sisters were still alive with us on this earth, so I went to them and fellowship with them.
感谢主，这些年长弟兄姊妹都听得懂我在讲什么。
Praise the Lord. This elderly brother and sisters know what I am talking, know what I was talking about.
而且他们就在主的爱心中给我非常非常好的这个建议 advice.
In the love of our Lord, they have given me great advice.
我还是学习里面，最后我还是带到主面前问主，我该怎么办？
At the end of the day, I brought my question to the Lord and asked the Lord what to do next.
记得那几年呢，我有机会出去参加一些侍奉特会。有一年我到台湾去参加侍奉特会。
During that time, I was able to go to Taiwan to serve in a special conference.
我在聚会中啊，碰见一位很爱主的一个弟兄，跟我差不多年纪。我们算是属灵同伴。
In that conference, I've met a brother who were also was similar in age. We seems like partners in spirit.
在聚完会，我们有一点交通的时候，他当着众人的面围着啊，他就问我，他说：“你现在还是无家可归吗？”
We were having a fellowship after the gathering, and in front of everybody, he asked me, "Are you still homeless, brother?"
你服侍还是这里走走，那里跑跑吗？
Do you still go from church to church to serve?
弟兄姊妹，那一天啊，我站在众人面前，他很大声的跟我跟着对着所有人讲了，我一句话也说不出来。
He shone a light on everything on myself, and I lost my words on that day.
我只有心里跟主说，主啊，你知道。
And I only can say to the Lord, Lord, you know.
因为我们学习要跟随主，别人不会认识，别人不会知道的。
Because we are learning how to follow the Lord, other people don't know how. They don't know.
你知道使徒保罗也受过弟兄姊妹这样的质问。
We know Paul the Apostle has been accused by other brothers and sisters as well.
他在哥林多后书第一章、第二章就讲，他说：“哥林多弟兄姊妹啊，你们说我保罗是似而又非的人。”你说要来又不来，到底你这个人有没有信用啊？
In the Second Corinthians chapter 1 and 2, Paul said, "Oh, brothers and sisters from the church of Corinth, you said I am, you say you are coming, but you're not. Where is your credibility?"
保罗呢，在那里他为自己做一个说明。你知道这些的经历啊，你只有进入跟随主。特别在侍奉上遵行神旨意的点上面，我们会碰见。
Paul was able to explain himself, but brothers and sisters, unless you have reached a certain point, you may encounter such misunderstanding in your spiritual life.
在一个人呢真正生命要成熟之前，我们要进入基督的苦难之前，我们自己先要被破碎。
Before we truly enter the suffering of our Lord, before our life, spiritual life becomes mature, we have to be shattered into pieces.
而这些误会，这个追求主的人，不是普通不信主或者初信的弟兄姊妹，是看守城墙的，是在城中巡逻的人。
The misunderstanding from people are not the ones who are non-believers or the brothers and sisters who first just accept the Christ, but really from the elderly brothers and sisters, the watchmen and the guards on the wall.
但是感谢主，这一个追求主的女子，并没有因为自己被破碎、被打伤、被剥夺而在那里自怜或者是叹气。
Praise the Lord, the virgin girl, not because she was wounded and was beaten, she started to pity herself and just stopped.
她在第八节里面反而向周围所有的弟兄姊妹问了，他说：“我嘱咐你们，如果你们遇见我的良人，请你告诉他，我爱他成病。”
In verse 8, this virgin girl has said, "I charge you, daughters of Jerusalem, yet you find my beloved. What will you tell him that I am sick of a love?"
他好像找不到主，但是他爱主，他敢跟他的同伴。甚至属灵还没有他成熟的弟兄姊妹讲说，我生了爱的病了。
Because of her love, love is so deep, she's willing to tell others who are maybe at the same level of her, maybe not, don't have that much love for the Christ, and say, I am sick of love.
她如果没有主，我活在这里有什么意思呢？
Also, she said, you know, what is the life of my, what is the purpose of my life without the Lord?
如果不是为着主，这些事情对我有什么价值呢？
If it's not for the Lord, what are the things that matter to me on this earth?
弟兄姊妹，这是主在他身上苦心给他的一个教导，一个栽培。
Brothers, sisters, this experience is a teaching moment from the Lord. The Lord has,
其实主就
from the Lord.
其实主就在他的环境中，就在他的里面，但是主好像向他隐藏了他自己。
But the Lord is really with her at there. The Lord hide himself from the virgin girl.
当他这样子向周围的弟兄姊妹请求的时候，
When she was begging other brothers and sisters that's around her,
这些耶路撒冷的众女子就问她，你这女子中极美丽的，你的良人比别人的良人有何强处？他们问了两次，你的良人比别人良人有何强处？要你这样来嘱咐我。
When she was asking others, the daughters of Jerusalem replied and asked the same question twice. What is thy beloved more than another beloved?
Go ahead.
She asked this question twice.
我们看见了，我们记得在第一章里面，这个追求主的女子有一个心愿，说愿你吸引我，众童女就都快跑跟随。
In chapter 1, we see that there is this well that's from the virgin girl. Said, I wish you would draw me to you so that all the daughters of Jerusalem will follow me and go follow you.
我们从这一节之前呢，我们看见都是这一个女子在追求主。
We see that before this chapter, only this virgin girl was pursuing the Lord and followed the Lord.
但是当她达到了生命一个相当的美丽的境界的时候啊，就不仅是她自己了，啊，她里面对主的那个渴慕啊，使得耶路撒冷的众女子都来问她说，啊，你已经是生命这么美好了，你向我们说说主耶稣的好处在哪里？你的良人比别的良人有什么好？
But when her life has reached to this beautiful realm, other people start to follow what she's doing and asking the question, just tell me, what is so beautiful? What is so good about this person that you really love?
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面最美的一件事就是，有些人呢，本来对主没有心的，看见某一个弟兄、某一个姊妹为主受苦而喜乐，那个人就被吸引了。
Brothers, sisters, the most beautiful thing that would happen to a church is, say, a brother or a sister who didn't really have his heart or her heart on the Lord, but have seen a brother or sister that suffer, but have enjoyment out of the suffering. This person who, in the beginning, did not have a whole lot of things to say to the Lord and said, Lord, I love you, I want to follow you.
看见一个爱主的弟兄姊妹们，清洁的人，被别人误会，而他一点怨言都没有，别人就相信主了。
When a person, the person who's very clean and pure, that was misunderstood by others, but there was no complaint, not one word of malice out of this person, others have seen that and said, Lord, I believe you, I believe you.
可见他里面的主跟世上人追求的完全不一样。
You can see that this Lord that's in this person's heart is totally different from the rest of the people.
我们的主真是千万人中的第一人。
Our Lord is the first out of the hundreds and thousands.
能够把一个这样子，一个人呢，转变成现在这个样子。本来一个是多么 啊，在人面前看起来，他像埃及王套车的骏马那样的，那么优秀的人呢，现在变成了一个在主里面美丽的人。
You can see that this virgin girl or other people in our church who used to be just as beautiful horses that's pulling a chariot from the outside, now the person has toned so that there's beauty on the inside because of the Lord. Then you start to believe the Lord is real. The Lord is our Lord.
我要用使徒保罗作为一个例子。
Let me use Paul the Apostle as an example.
在腓立比书里面，保罗其实他外面的环境是很为难的。
In the book of Philippians, the outside situation is terrible for Paul.
好，我们知道他在罗马坐监。
We know that Paul was jailed in Rome.
因为他是罗马皇帝的犯人呢，所以就关在御营的监牢里面。
Because he was the emperor's prison, he was in the prison of,
The royal jail.
The royal jail.
Yeah, 他是一个 royal prisoner 哈，但是因着保罗啊，这个他的好行为啊，他的恩典，所以他们信任他，让他在外面租房子住。
Because they trust who Paul is and believe his good behavior, they let Paul to rent a house outside the jail.
但是即便这样呢，那御营监牢的看守规则是一点都没有减少的。
Although Paul can live outside the prison, the rules did not change.
啊，保罗呢，一天呢，仍然是有这个六班的卫兵呢，跟他是。手脚都用铁链绑在一起的。
There were still six rounds of prison guards that cuffed with him on both his hands and his feet.
哎呀，对保罗来讲真是不容易。
That's very difficult for Paul.
你知道一个人要亲近主，旁边有一个不信主的人坐在那里，你知道麻烦呢。
You know, brother, sister, you know it's pretty difficult for...If you want to be close to God, there was an unbeliever next to you.
啊，他要跟你讲话，他要骂你，你不能回嘴。
You can't say anything back if a person wants to talk to you or just like curse at you.
不仅如此，还有弟兄姊妹来看他，跟他讲说某某人嫉妒你，他现在在外面的工作做得好大，好多人跟随他。
Not only that, some brothers and sisters will come and say,Oh, look, somebody is jealous at you, or somebody is doing great work. A lot of people are following him or her.
而且他们传福音还用你做例子说，你看保罗真是没用啊。
When they're spreading the gospel, they use a bad example, saying that, hey, look how Paul, how useless this guy is.
弟兄姊妹，保罗有没有被这环境捆绑？
Brother, sister, was Paul tied up because of the circumstances?
他在腓立比书里面，你看见第一章，他就讲到他良人的美丽。
In the first chapter of the book of Philippians, Paul has talked about how beautiful his Lord is.
啊，他说呢，我活着，哈，我无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
He said, regardless I'm alive or dead, I want the Lord Jesus Christ to reveal because of me.
反而那个环境呢，使他能够向人呢，表达基督是怎样一位。
To the opposite, because he was in such circumstances, he can reveal more of the Lord because he was in prison.
所以保罗能够说呢，因着我坐监牢了，罗马皇帝的御营全军都信了耶稣基督。
He can say, because I was prisoned in the royal prison, the entire army royal prison has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
可见保罗把他心中啊，他喜乐的原因，他所爱的那一位基督啊，借着他的言语行为表现出来。
There you can see, through his own words and through his own action, Paul was able to speak how great our Lord is.To other people.
第十节以后， 我们看见就是这一个女子，她讲到她主耶稣，她的主是怎样一位主。
Going back to our Song of Songs in chapter 5, verses 10, after verse 10, the virgin girl has described how good her Lord is.
我们留意雅各书从第一章开始，他就用各种的事物或者动物或者花来描写他的主。
It's all start from the chapter 1 of Song of Songs. The virgin girl described her Lord using, you know, things, matters, or animals, how good her Lord is.
比如说第一章讲了他以他的主做一袋墨药放在他的胸怀里面。
In chapter 1, for example, she said she wants her Lord to be a pouch of myrrh so she can put in her bosom.
这是他对他的主的认识的一个点。或者我们这样讲，一个关于基督的属灵原则，他把它放在他心里面。
We can say that the way to use things to represent the Lord is how the virgin girl has seen her Lord is a principle, the principle of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你我开始跟随主是不是这样的？第一个看见主耶稣，他是千万人中的第一人，因为别人会讲理由，别人会坚持自己。我们的主从来不这样做，我就把它放在我心中。
Brothers and sisters, when you first encounter the Lord Jesus Christ, you see the Lord is the first out of hundreds and thousands of people. It's because other people may complain, other people may find excuses, but our Lord does not. Therefore, you put our Lord in your heart.
然后他说，我的主好像这一颗凤仙花显在这个隐基底的葡萄园中。
It's saying that my Lord is the lily.
Hannah flower. Yeah, in the vineyard of in Katie. Yeah. 我们看见他都是用外面的事物讲到主的美德哈，当做他追求主的一个原则。
So she uses the outside matter, like a beautiful flower or thing, to represent why she follows the Lord, the reason she follows the Lord.
第二章，她把她的主比作呢树林中的苹果树，因为苹果树能满足她，叫她呢得滋润，得甘甜。
In chapter 2, she said the Lord is like an apple tree. It's because the apple tree has apples can satisfy her. It's full of sweet fruit.
到第二章的中间呢，他讲到主来寻找他，好像羚羊，好像小鹿，主是那么的活泼，那么的欢乐的，来背十字架为我们舍命。
In chapter 2, she has said the Lord is like an antelope, like a deer, because when the Lord has come to seek her, he's full of happiness. He was very happy to see her.
但是到了第五章的后面，我们看见他的良人在他里面成位了。
成为
becomes a person.
Oh, becomes a person.
Yeah, it's not just things, just a virtue, not just the sensational emotion.
In chapter 5, she no longer sees her Lord as a thing, but now this her Lord is becomes a person. No longer it's a sensation.
弟兄姊妹，你知道很多追求主的人呢，一直都停留在早期的这个外面的 sensational feeling 的里面。
You know, a lot of brothers and sisters who seek the Lord often stop in the beginning stage where the Lord is still a sensation to them.
这样子不是不好，但是不成熟。
I am not saying that's bad, but it is not mature.
但是经过他肯跟随主，肯把自己完全奉献给主，他的学习。
Through her own willingness to forsake herself and to pick up the Lord and to follow the Lord,
他对他的主的认识啊，就不太不就更深了。他跟主讲话的时候，好像人间的朋友说话一样。
Her acknowledgement of the Lord, her understanding of the Lord, it got deeper. Now she can have a full conversation with the Lord, like a person on earth.
所以当有人问起他的良人比别的良人有何强处的时候，
When a person asks, when the daughters of Jerusalem ask, why is thy beloved more than other beloved?
哇，这个女子啊，滔滔不绝，她也讲了十个点。
The virgin girl could not stop, and they talked about 10 perspectives.
啊，就好像诗篇四十五篇呢，大卫的诗讲到啊，我们一讲到我们的王，我的嘴巴就如快手笔一样。
It's like in Psalm 45, when David, this is Psalm of David, when David said, you know, when talking about our king, our mouth couldn't stop, just like some person's really fast handwriting.
哦，对不起，不是大卫诗，那是可拉后裔的诗哈。
It's, apologies, it's not David, it's other, it's the descendant of.
他说："我心里涌出美食，我论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。"
Sorry, which verse is this? 45?
Psalm 45, verse 1.
Psalm 45, verse 1. It's the son of Korah. My heart overflows with good theme. I address my verse to the king. My tongue is open. It's the open pen of a ready writer.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们对我们主的认识也是这样。别人一问了，我们立刻可以从自己的经历里面向别人介绍我的主。
Brothers and sisters, I hope our own understanding of our Lord is like this virgin girl. When a person says, who is your Lord? You can describe your Lord like that.
但是我们介绍的时候不要直接的、就是把这些字拿出来念一念而已。
But when you make the introduction to the Lord to other people, don't just read the verse.
但愿这些描述的话在我们里面都是我们生命的经历。
I hope all the descriptions here are all the experiences that we had in our lives, brothers and sisters.
我们知道你读新约圣经呢，使徒们用好多的篇幅来讲到他们认识的主。
When you read the New Testament, the apostles have used many passages to write their own understanding of the Lord.
我举一点例子。
Let me give you an example.
像保罗讲到基督的时候啊，在哥罗西书他就说这是神的奥秘。
In the book of Colossians, when Paul talked about Lord Jesus Christ, he said that is the mystery of God.
他说所有的智慧和丰富都藏在他的里面。
All the wisdom and the abundance have been hidden in the Lord.
神本性一切的丰盛在他里面都是具体的，有形有体的。
All the abundance of God is
bodily.
Has a body.
It is bodily indwell in him.
It's bodily indwelled in the Lord. In
弟兄姊妹，保罗这些话值得我们好好的去经历它。
Brothers, sisters, we should really experience the word of Paul.
那么在以弗所书里面，他更讲到了基督的奥秘，基督测不透的丰富，怎么借着教会把它彰显出来。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul even talked about the unsearchable riches of Christ that we has to be revealed in church. We have to see that in church.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是他对他主的认识啊。
Brothers, sisters, this is the understanding of Paul of our Lord.
而且通过这个认识，他来看弟兄姊妹的时候。他就觉得圣徒啊，何等的美，何等的善啊！
Through the understanding of the Lord, when Paul has seen other brothers and sisters, he sees the beauty, how great, how beautiful others are.
这是他在侍奉中为主受苦，他才得着这样的认识。
That's because he suffered during service for the Lord. He can see the beauties of other brothers and sisters.
在腓立比书，有人讲这是保罗的属灵自传。
In the book of Philippians, other people say that's Paul's autobiography in the spirit.
他我们用简单一句话说呢，他的主啊，他的基督主耶稣啊，是千万人中的第一人。
To oversimplify this book, Paul said our Lord is the first of hundreds of thousands.
那么在腓利门书里面呢，借着保罗得着阿尼西姆啊。他把基督人性的光辉从他的日常生活中显出来了。
In the book of Philemon, Paul has through Paul being able to receive Onesimus, he was able to reveal the human side of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The beauty of the humanity of our Jesus.
The beauty of the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ.
What was re-expressed through Paul. 弟兄姊妹, 这是他对基督的认识啊,产生出来。
Brothers and sisters, this type of expression from Paul is because Paul's understanding of the Lord.
这告诉我们说基督的救赎在保罗的身上呢,是何等的真实,何等的具体,何等的丰富。
The salvation of Paul has been truly revealed and just show that how real, how particular, and how abundantly it has been revealed because of Paul. We can also see from the letters of Peter how Peter knew the Lord.
彼得前书呢,他让我们看见那个受苦的基督。
In 1 Peter, Peter showed us the Lord that suffered.
他叫我们跟随基督的脚踪而行。
Paul wanted to follow the footpath of our Lord Jesus Christ to go.
彼得后书他让我们看见那个再来的基督啊，那个有大威严、大君王的威严的基督。
The second Peter has showed that the second coming of Jesus Christ have the kingship, have the authority when he comes back.
He has the majesty of a king.
He is the majesty of a coming king.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 这些都是我们今天在肉身中可以经历的。
Brothers and sisters, we can all experience that in our human flesh.
在雅各书里面, 你看, 这个女子啊, 当别人问起她的时候, 她就开始诉说了。
In the Song of Songs, when other people ask, what is so good about your Lord, the virgin girl started to say this.
我们讲她这样诉说啊, 好像约翰讲到他的主一样。
Her description is like what John the Apostle has said about Lord Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音第一章，约翰就讲，我们也注视过他，正是父怀中独生子的荣光。
In the first chapter of the book of John, John has said,
Behold him.
We have behold him. He's the true son is in the bosom of the Father.
Verse 14.
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father. Full of grace and truth.
他能够这样看见呢，在父怀中独生子的荣光，结果借着他在地上肉身的生活，把那丰盛的生命流出来。
Because John can see the glory of the Lord that's in the Father's bosom, he can see the glory has been revealed on the humans on his body on earth.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望大家在主里面有一个雄心哈。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you have this great pledge that's in your heart.
我们不要认为呢，这些都是过去圣徒们的经历，我们不可能达到的，我们不可能经历的，不是这样。
I hope you don't think, oh, this is just some great things that the previous saint have experienced. We can never achieve that. No, that's not true.
就好像很多基督徒讲啊，神迹奇事在使徒时代才有，是过了第一世纪就没有了。那是不对的。
Some brother or sister say, oh, miracles only happened in the first century. After that, it never happens again. That's not true.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever.
问题是你我爱不爱慕他，相不相信他，跟不跟随他。
But the problem is, do you love him? Do you know him? Do you want to follow him?
所以这个女子啊，她的认识，盼望成为我们的爱慕，我们也要这样认识她。
I hope we all desire this understanding of this virgin girl, that we need to understand our Lord like that.
好，我们来到第十节，她说，我的良人白而且红。
We see in verse 10, it says, My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among the 10,000.
这就是千万人中的第一人。
This is the first out of hundreds and thousands.
保罗也讲到他在新造中间呢，他是元首。
Paul has said he's the chief among all the new creation.
他是第一个复活的人。
He's the first that's resurrected.
告诉我们说他胜过了死亡。
He overcome death.
啊，这里他就讲到他的良人的生命是什么。
Here it talks about what this life of his beloved one.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们主的生命呢，是纯洁，是纯净洁白的。
Our Lord's life is pure and white.
而且他是红润的，他这个 ruddy 哈，就是好像被健壮的人在太阳底下晒的红彤彤的这个 ruddy.
Ruddy in the translation is like somebody who's healthy and is under the sun. It's like, you know, very fleshy.
我们的主耶稣基督哈，他的生命里面，他的性情性格。所以主对马大能够讲说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
Because of the life the Lord Jesus Christ had, the Lord can say to Martha, I am resurrection, I am life.
我记得我年轻的时候，我们有一位同伴，那时候我们等候主，常常追求啊，他常常祷告，他就说，我的良人白而且红。
I remember there was one partner that was in our church while we were waiting in a waiting service. This person would yell out, "My beloved one is white and ruddy."
我们就问他怎么白怎么红，他也不知道。
We asked, "What is white? How white? How ruddy?"
我们那时候都不知道，我们那时候二十几岁，根本也没有经历，也没有追求啊。但是到今天。弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣的生命在我们里面，是我们可以经历的。
Brothers, sisters, but today, but before that, none of us knew. We were in our 20s. We have never had experience. But today, we can experience the life of Jesus Christ in us.
他是千万人中的第一人。
He's the first out of hundreds and thousands of people.
光第十节这一句话，弟兄姊妹，若是你看见了，你一定魂不守舍。
For this verse 10 alone, if you had really seen the Lord, your soul will be your spirit will be gone out of you when you read it.
我们人生的道路会改变，我们的目标会改变，我们盼望向我们的主。
Our life will change. Our life goal will change. We want to be more like our Lord.
然后从12节到16节，他一共讲了他主生命中的十个点。
11?
Yeah. To 16.
From 11 to 16, there's 10 aspects of the life of she mentioned.
他说第一个，他说他的头好像至金的金子。
First, he said, she said his head is as the finest gold.
弟兄姊妹，这头是一个人所有思想行为管制的中心。
Head is like the central nerve system that controls all your thought.
它 governs the whole being.
It governs the whole being.
但是他说呢，他说像至金的金子，告诉我们说我们主里面的心思意念呢，完全是属天，是神的性情，行的神的心思意念。
The beloved ones has finest gold as the thought, the place that governs the body. It's like saying that the thought is completely in sync with heaven. Complete everything is from heaven.
光这一个点呢，我们就要去读新约时代使徒们在福音书在书信里面讲到他们我们的主。
Just because of this one simple verse here, we should read the Gospels, and we should read the letters from the Apostles about our Lord.
他和世上的人完全不一样。
Our Lord is completely different from other people on this earth.
然后他的法纽呢，厚密累垂，黑如乌鸦。
It says his locks are flowing black as a raven.
有人讲到这个头发啊，我们前面讲到人对神的心智和奉献。
Hair, and we have talked about this. This is like our well towards the Lord.
一个 consecration of our Lord toward His Father.
It's the consecration.
Yeah, 他的奉献。那么另外一面是法律说到从他头里面出来的这些想法心思意念是丰富细密而且是新鲜活泼的。
It also says, you know, the hair that's coming out of the head, coming out of the thought, is very detailed, but it's also very thick, also very livid, very alive.
好，弟兄姊妹们，在启示录里面呢，约翰看见得荣耀的基督，他说他的头与发皆白，啊，如雪如羊毛。但是这里他说黑，啊，如乌鸦的那个背一样发光的。
In the book of Revelation, John said he sees the Lord. The hair is white like snow, but here the hair is black like raven.
啊，那这个不一样啊，这个是指着我们在通过我们的肉身，我们对主的认识和经历。
This is different. Here is through our flesh we understand our Lord and knowing our Lord.
啊，主的心思意念呢，在肉身中表现出来的时候。这个黑头发说出一个人呢，还年轻健壮，是不是？
The well of our Lord, in our flesh, when you see the person's hair is black, is really when it said the person's still young, full of energy.
啊，这说出他那个向着父的那个顺服的生命呢，是那么的新鲜，那么的强健。
It represents the obedience towards the Father. It's very strong. Very young.
所以保罗能够劝勉弟兄姊妹，我们在教会生活里面呢，要把耶稣基督的心思意念呢，当作我的心思意念。
So when Paul has encouraged brothers and sisters in church that have your will like the Lord as the Lord's will, has the Lord's will as your will.
啊，主耶稣的那个心思意念，凡事他降卑，凡事他愿意。舍己，愿意受苦。
For our Lord, His will is to humble Himself on everything, is to move Him down to a level on everything that He does.
He's in everything, He's willing to lay down Himself. 啊，弟兄姊妹们，啊，这个若是在我们里面变成我们的心思意念，弟兄姊妹，那是极其美丽的。
Brothers and sisters, if this can become your will, this how beautiful that is.
啊，而且他对于父的那个顺服啊，他能够向弟兄、向他周围的犹太人说呢，我不随着自己，不凭着自己说话做事，唯有看见父所做的，我才做；听见父所说的，我才说。
Because of the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ had.He could speak to other Jews around him and saying that I'm not coming on my own accord. When my father speaks, I speak.
他没有在一件事情上面自己出头做主过。
Our Lord Jesus Christ never in one matter when he was on earth do one thing without the Lord's without his Father.
这个女子看见他的主啊。他的头发厚密累垂，啊，那个油亮啊，如同乌鸦一样。讲到他里面的这个意念是那么的新鲜，啊，那么的活泼。
So the virgin girl when see the Lord's hair is like very thick and very flowing, very fresh, like just as black as raven.
然后第三个点，他说他的眼睛如溪水旁的鸽子，用奶洗净安的合适。
The third point in verse 12 is his eyes are like doves by the water brooks washed with milk, fitly set.
啊，他用鸽子啊，不是用鸽子的眼来描述主的眼光。
The eyesight is not being described as the eyes of a dove, but really as a whole dove.
啊，到了溪水旁的鸽子啊，就看见我们主的眼光呢。 他是靠着圣灵来看事情。
When you see this description here, his eyes are like dove by the water brooks. It's really our Lord, his perspective, his eyesight. It's all things through the Holy Spirit.
这眼光显出鸽子的驯良、柔和和专一的性情。
Her eyes is like a dove. It's like saying her eyes are very soft, very tender, and very obedient like a dove.
这些啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要从四福音书里面。去看主耶稣怎么待人接物，怎么对父神的态度，你就看见这些现象，这些情形。
Brothers and sisters, to better understanding the description here, we should all read the four gospel books and see how the Lord treated others and the Lord treated the Holy Father.
而且呢，主的眼光啊，他对事物的判断呢，他说好像是用奶洗净了，而且呢是安的合适。
Our Lord, when comes to encounter with things on earth, it's so fitted, it's like washed with milk, and fit is set.
主说话呢，眼光是平衡，是准确，也是正直的。
Our Lord is very fair, is very straightforward, is full of justice.
啊，这个平衡呢是很 balanced.
Well balanced.
正直是 upright.
Upright.
而且非常的 precise and accurate， 不过高也不过低的。
Sorry about this. Let me translate it fully. Our Lord's eyesight when He speaks is upright, is balanced, is also very precise
and accurate.
And accurate.
他每一个点呢都符合父神的旨意。
Every point of our Lord has met our Father, Heavenly Father's satisfaction.
然后第五个哈，不第四个哈，他说他的两腮如香花旗，如香草台。
The fourth aspect is his cheek are as a bed of spices, raised bed of sweet plant.
我们一个认识一个人是看到他的脸，看到他的脸上的五官，看到他的这个脸颊。
When you see a person, you get to know a person, you see the person's face first, eyes, nose, and whatnot, then you see the person's cheek.
从脸上的神色，我们可以看出这个人里面的气质。
From the outward appearance of a person on their face, you can see their inside.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的主，从他的脸上，你可以看见他的尊严，他的芬芳，他的香气。
You can see...From the cheek of our Lord, that our Lord is majestic, is full of fragrance.
主带给别人的，给人感觉是一个舒畅愉悦的一种的神情。
The Lord has this very pleasant feeling, pleasant aroma when He's around people.
所以他多次的讲到这个香花旗哈，像香草台。讲到他生命的丰富饱满。
Therefore, the description of a bed of spices or the bed of sweet plants, it just talks about the abundance of our Lord's life.
然后他讲到主耶稣的嘴唇呢，像百合花，而且滴下墨药汁。
Then next, she said, the Lord's lip is like lilies dropping with a liquid myrrh.
主说出来的话语啊，是纯净的话语。像百合花一样。
The word of our Lord is pure as a lily.
我们读约翰福音，读四福音书啊，看见主多次跟人交谈，主说话就是这样。
If you read the book of the four gospel books, you see the conversation the Lord has with others. You can see our Lord's word is pure.
像在约翰福音，不，马太福音第八章那个长大麻风的来去。跪在主面前说：“主，你若肯，必能叫我洁净。”
When the person who in the book of Matthew's chapter 8, when Lord is speaking to a person who is lame, the person said, "Lord, I ask you to cleanse me."
主立刻回答他说：“我肯，并且主说话的时候就用手摸他。”
The Lord said, "I will," and the Lord touched him as he speaks.
我们看见我们的主。何等的慈爱！
We can see how lovely our Lord is.
啊，在马太福音第九章那个患血漏的妇人呢，在众人中间拥挤的时候，去摸了主的衣裳穗子。
I've seen in Matthew chapter 9, the lady with the blood disorder that kept bleeding, touched the garment of the Lord.
主就停下来说，谁摸了我？
The Lord asked, who touched me?
这个女子她就很胆怯害怕，她就到主面前来承认。
The Lord was, the lady was very afraid, the Lord, the lady then admitted in front of the Lord.
主说什么呢？女儿放心了。你平平安，你的信救了你，你可以平平安安回家。
The Lord said to this lady, daughters, don't be afraid. Your faith has saved you. Go home in peace.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在人生中啊，碰见啊沮丧，碰见打击，碰见难处的时候啊，你到主面前来，主向你说话。
Brothers, sisters, in your life, when you encounter stress, sadness, you come to the Lord. The Lord has spoken to you.
你有没有听见主说你放心，你平平安安回去吧？
Have you ever heard the Lord said, "Don't be afraid, go in peace"?
我自己在人生中啊，无论是为着侍奉，为着自己，为着我的儿女啊，碰到好多选择忧虑的事情的时候，每一次主说话都叫我里面得平安。
Every time in my own life, all the difficulties I have to face, encounter for my own life, my daughter, my son, my service, the Lord, every time he spoke to me, he bring me peace.
接下来第十四节，他的两手好像金管镶嵌水苍玉。
In verse 14, it says his hands, gold rings, set with crystal light.
我们的主的手上面呢，有带着这个哈，好像金管呢，他原来是带着戒指。
Here the translation is good. Here says golden ring. The Lord is wearing a golden ring.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主是守约施慈爱的主。
Our Lord, fulfill his. Sorry, our Lord is full of love, and he is the Lord of.
He keep his covenant.
A covenant.
你知道手上戴着戒指，就告诉我们他的工作是受他的约的约束的。
When a person wears a ring, it means his work is controlled by his
by his covenant. Yeah. 他既然为我们立约啊，他流血立约，他的约从来不后悔。
When the Lord has made a covenant with us through his blood, the Lord never regrets.
所以保罗能够在罗马书里面告诉我们说啊，神的选召是没有后悔的。
We can see in verse in Romans that Paul said the call from the Lord, he never backs out. He never backs down.
Yeah, he never repent or regret.
Never regret his call.
弟兄姊妹们，我们会失败，但是主不失败的。
We can always fail. Our Lord never failed.
我们常常违背主的约，但是主从来不违背他自己。
We always break our own covenant to our Lord, but our Lord never does that to us.
保罗在寻道以前告诉提摩太，我们纵然失信，他仍然是可信的。
Before Paul was crucified, Paul has told Timothy that we often break our, we often
unfaithful.
Sorry.
We fail him often, but yet he remains faithful.
We often fail him often, but he remains faithful.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅如此，而且他的手啊，镶嵌着水苍玉。我不晓得弟兄姊妹们查一下什么是水苍玉。
Brothers, sisters, do you know what a crystal light is?
这个水苍玉在这个矿物学里面叫做橄榄石，是浅绿色的。
This crystal light is this light green thing yeah. in the mine.
你知道这个绿色说出什么？
what is the meaning of being green?
主手摸过的地方就有生命。
Wherever the Lord touches, there's life.
啊，所以我第一次读到这里，主开我眼睛，稍微领会一点的时候，我里面真是充满了敬拜、感谢和滋润。
The first time I read this, the Lord touched me when I was reading this verse. I was filled with thankfulness. I was filled with quenching of the thirst.
我们今天能够在主面前呢，保持生命的活泼，是他手的工作。
The reason that we can keep our life alive is the work of our Lord.
教会里面呢，满了基督的生命，那是他手的工作。
Our the work of because of the work of our Lord, our church is filled with is alive.
我们读四福音书就看见。
When we read the four gospel books, we can see.
主的手啊，这五个饼两条鱼到他手中，就成为众人的满足，还有十二篮的剩有余。
The five loaves of bread and two fish that touches the Lord's hand that becomes alive, and everybody have.Supply this. There's 12 baskets of remaining.
我想这些弟兄姊妹，你们好好去读四福音书，好好去读这个使徒行传，你就看见什么时候主的手在哪里，哪里就满了生命。
Brothers, sisters, I ask you to read the four gospel books and the letters carefully. Wherever the hands of the Lord are, wherever there's life.
然后呢，他说他的身体如同雕刻的象牙。周围镶嵌蓝宝石。
Next it says, belly is bright ivory overlaid with sapphire.
中文讲身体啊，英文是讲 belly， 讲到我们的 bowel， 我们里面的，我们心肠，那讲到我们的情感，最深处的感觉。
Belly here represents our bowel. It's the deepest feeling and emotion that we have.
主耶稣的情感呢？是像洁白的象牙一样，是明亮的。
The feeling, the emotions of our Lord is like the brightest ivory. It's very bright.
是光滑的，是细致的，是柔和的。
Very smooth, very soft, very detailed.
弟兄姊妹们，而且呢，它上面还镶了蓝宝石。
It's also overlaid with sapphire.
有一次我的小孙女啊写信问我，她说 Grandpa， 你最喜欢的 color 是什么？
One time my granddaughter wrote a letter asked me, Grandpa, what is your favorite color?
我跟她讲，我说我最喜欢的 color 是 sky blue.
I said my favorite color is sky blue.
英文叫做 azure.
In English, it's azure.
这就是蓝宝石的颜色。
That is the color of the sapphire.
我记得1986年那个时候啊，在加拿大温哥华有世界博览会。
I remember in 1986 there was this World Expo in Vancouver.
我那时候正在加拿大服侍，所以我陪了好多外地来弟兄姊妹去参观。
I was serving in Canada, so I went and visited with other brothers and sisters who's out of town.
每次大家都喜欢去看那些新鲜的科技，我就去看一个馆。
All the people like to watch all the new technology, but I would just go to one expo exhibit.
那个馆呢是缅甸馆，他们派一个小工匠啊在那里这个磨蓝宝石。
The exhibit I like to visit is Myanmar. They sent one worker to resurface sapphire or gem.
就是一个 sapphire gem.
Oh, it's a sapphire.
我仔细的看，而且它有的磨成的，那真是漂亮。
I watch them do their work carefully, and I sometimes see their completed work is beautiful.
主耶稣的心情，他的情感是属天的。
The emotion of our Lord belongs to heaven. It's heavenly.
你知道圣经上面有好几次描述主耶稣的情感流露出来。
There are several times in the Bible describe our emotion of our Lord revealed in front of people.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道像 在路加福音第二章，他的妈妈去找他的时候，他妈妈很着急啊。结果主耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我当以我父和父家的事为念。
In the book of Luke, chapter 2, when Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, was seeking him, our Lord Jesus Christ, said, why seeking me now? Don't you know, why seeking me now? Don't you know I should set the heavenly things in front of me first?
那么接下来他就跟着他的母亲回到家顺服他的父母，这是主的情感。
But next, our Lord did go home with Mary.
我没有时间多讲一点哈。我们看主耶稣被挂在十字架上，在约翰福音里面，他看着约翰说，他说，约翰，看你的妈妈，看着玛利亚说，妈妈，看你的儿子，这是主的情感。
When the Lord was on the cross, the Lord told John, John, look at your mother. When the Lord looked at Mary, said, Mary, look at your son. And that's the emotion of the Lord.
当彼得发咒起誓说，我跟这个人无关，我不认识他，鸡就叫了。主耶稣回头看一眼彼得，那是主的情感。
Another example would be when Peter swears that I don't know this person. The cock croaked, and our Lord looked at Peter. That's the emotion.
弟兄姊妹们，那是 that's the power of our Lord Jesus. 弟兄姊妹们，我们读圣经要花时间，好好到主面前去思想主，你就发现。主真是千万人中没有人比他美丽。
Brothers, sisters, you should carefully read your Bible. When you see these verses, you can see the Lord is the first of hundreds of thousands. There's nobody more beautiful than our Lord.
有时候在教会生活里面，你看见一些弟兄姊妹把主表现出来，那真是芬芳、喜乐、甘甜，真是服侍人的心。
Oftentimes, you can see.Our Lord Jesus Christ be revealed on some brothers, so you can see how sweet it is, how beautiful it is, how it just make you happy.
最后啊，还有他的腿啊，然后呢，他的形状，然后他的口，这三个点。我的时间已经超过了，我能不能下一次讲？
Can we save the last three to the next time?
或者请弟兄姊妹啊，大家去思想，大家去寻求，求主启示他的自己。
Let's meditate on these three points and see. Let's ask our Lord to reveal Himself in front of you so you can see the shape of our Lord.
我们要说，主啊，你是千万人中的第一人。
You should say, Lord, you're the first of hundreds of thousands.
若是主把他的荣美向我们启示了，弟兄姊妹，那是极其有福气的。
If we are truly blessed if the Lord can reveal His beauty to us.
那真是叫我们的神不守舍，我们一生都说，主，我要跟随你，我要像你。
When the Lord does that, it will just make our spirit fly out of ourselves and make us to follow the Lord forever.
我想我应该停在这里，已经超过六分钟了。
Let's stop here.
我能不能请弟兄姊妹，我们自由的在主面前有一些祷告。
Brothers, just let's pray in front of our Lord.
请你祷告的时候可以打开麦克风，但是如果有背景的声音的话，请你把麦克风关掉。但是当你向我们说话，当你向我们伸手，你要亲自来引领我们，跟随你往前。主啊，你就把你的荣美一点一点的启示在我们心中。你显明在我们的生活的里面，叫我们这个人因着注视你，我们就不知不觉地被圣灵改变。亲爱的主，每次我们读雅各书的话语，我们的心里面就满了滋润，满了你自己的香气。主啊，我们愿意爱你，因为千万人中没有一个人能与你相比。主啊，让我们的心 学习爱你，让我们的脚学习跟随你，让我们的手愿意被你钉痕的手牵引，我们紧紧的跟随你。谢谢你今天晚上与我们同在，愿你用你的话语祝福每一颗心，用你自己的荣美充满并且吸引我们每一个人。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。